What advice do you have for people listening to have an amazing life, to live an amazing life?
Don't let OCD stop you from what you want to do. I think that when you have OCD, you have this tendency to second guess yourself, sort of like what we were talking about yeah. your core.
Done it my whole life.
Right. And I think that it can cause us to hold back and sort of not be our best selves. And I think that if you can recognize that OCD is going to want to come with you, it's going to want to pack its little suitcase and come with you wherever you go and say, you know, I want to do this thing. And I don't care if my OCD comes with me, and I don't care if it makes it hard. I want to do this thing, and I'm going to go do this thing because this matters to me. Don't let OCD dictate what you do and don't do.
I think that everyone has, we all have something, right? My sister has a different kind of disorder than me. She struggles with hers. I have friends that have different kinds of disorders. I have friends with physical ailments. We all have something. It's, I think, finding kind of like you asked me about creative imagery. It's kind of finding creative ways to deal with our struggle. Mine's OCD. It's terrible. I would not wish it on my worst enemy, but I know that, you know, I wouldn't want to trade my kind of OCD for somebody else's kind. And because I've learned how to cope with it enough. And I guess I would say that there are creative ways, there are interesting ways, there are kind of almost magical and inspirational ways out there to cope with things. I mean, even, you know, people with cancer can find some silver linings sometimes in the way that they cope. And I really think that they're in them. And it's not easy to find them. I mean, I have a friend that is suffering from a lot of adrenal issues, and that's a serious physical ailment. And you know, it's really difficult for her to do anything. But she's also an actor, so she can do that. And that's something that gives her some energy, and she needs energy around this disease. So, and if you can't find anything that helps you, I think you can find something that helps someone else. And that is, you know, why you do this podcast. It's why I'm on this podcast, helping other people by sharing our stories. Helps us. You might not feel like it right away, but eventually that seeps in. I don't know if it's karmic or how it does, but it does. I mean, really, that's why we're all here, right? Is we're supposed to be helping each other.
The one thing that everyone needs to do at the beginning is to actually become aware of what their values are and where they're living them and where they're not. But the first thing is really actually for people. I think a lot of the time, we don't think about our values, or, you know, particularly when you're engrossed with dealing something like OCD, stuff like that kind of goes out the window.
Do what you have to do, go and live the dream. Anything is possible, you know, set goals and go chase them.
Find something that can, you know, keep your attention. You know, for students, do whatever testing you can do to find out what your skills and competencies are, what's interesting to you, what's curious, what are you curious about, and go after those things. And happiness is, you can't go chasing happiness. You got to find something that you can feel committed about and then dive in and do it. And maybe it's many things, not just one. But the most important thing about all of that is don't be working hard on how to be happy. Work on finding something that can keep your attention over time.
Is to enjoy the everyday activities you do. And I think because we have to do them, like we're humans. And so I'm talking like eating and shitting and breathing and walking. These are all things that you're going to do every single day.
Yeah.
You know, washing yourself, you know, or washing the dishes, making yourself a meal. These are activities that really do make up an incredible amount of your life. So if you think, it really helps me to recognize if I think, you know, my life, you know, having an amazing life is about doing a bunch of things, then I'm kind of implying to my brain that if I'm not doing those things, this life is not amazing. And so I set up that trap. And we see that often in mental health issues, right? If we're saying like, oh, if I get a message from my boyfriend or girlfriend, then they love me. Right. And you see this with like relationship OCD all the time. Then like, if I'm not getting a message, that means like, do they not love me anymore? Did they get in a car accident? Did they get in a car accident and they don't love me anymore? So now they've died hating me. Like all of these things start because we believe if I get a message, then I'm loved. And I think that can happen too in anywhere in life, like where we're thinking, oh, if I get this degree, then I'm successful. Or if I go and see this thing, then my life is amazing. But it's really helped me to recognize that you can be so happy doing the simplest things. And those can be the measure of success. And then everything else is just extras that you add on to already being so successful. When you took a breath or when you took a drink of water. Right? Just taking a drink of water is this incredible moment to like take care of your body. And you're using your body and you're alive. So I think starting from that is definitely something that I find most helpful for building health and happiness, because each moment is an opportunity to tap into that happiness and kind of that feeling of amazement.
Well, I think that the first thing I say to everybody is don't let OCD run your life. Okay, because many people ask me questions. I mean, the favorite question I get is, well, should I have children? You know, should I have babies? Should I get married? You know, should I, you know, do this? Should I do that? You know, and I think the answer is yes, always do it. But, you know, don't let the OCD make decisions for you. Yes, you have to take it into account. Okay, you have to take it into account. You have to perhaps prepare yourself for stresses and unforeseen situations that might trigger the OCD, but you should never let it run your life. I think that, you know, OCD is not part of you. It's a problem that you have, and everybody has problems. So, and a lot of people have severe handicaps and they get on with their life. And I think that the important thing is, and it can actually even help the OCD, is that if you, as I've said, in our treatment, we encourage people to engage in reality as a way of counteracting the OCD. The OCD is largely imaginary. So if they can get involved in reality, that tends, it's not that game where, was it scissors, stone beats scissors, or paper beats, or, you know, what, reality always beats OCD. So if you can get involved in reality and engaged in something you enjoy doing, then OCD will diminish, and also improve your mood as well, which is also another indirect way of improving your OCD.
Get used to handling adversity, because it's never going to go as planned. I mean, through this app development process we've been doing for 2 years now, about, or a year and a half, and nothing goes to plan. It's always, you know, you have to be able to adjust, you know. And I think having OCD too, it forces you to like adopt that mindset, because, you know, your life just all gets, you know, altered within either like a short time frame, or it's been, you know, there's been challenges throughout. So it's constantly having to deal with challenges. And, you know, I think once you're able to deal with challenges and know that you can deal with future challenges, that's when you can start having more success, and you could really start appreciating the small things in life.
Live each moment. Be in this moment now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, live at this moment. You got to, because that, you know, otherwise you, it's passing you by.
To set out short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals. Not 30 goals, but goals for life. You know, so it might be that dream job, it might be that dream trip around the world. Whatever OCD stops you doing, you know, I'm not going to say that you'll be able to achieve those, but there's equally, there's no reason to think you can't.
Wants to live an amazing life. Live life with passion. Be kind to others and do your best to live with grace.